So we just saw a Fantastic Four. Fantastic Four.
It was very exciting adventure. I call it an adventure.
You can just call it an adventure.
It's hilarious.
This was like a great character piece.
I felt like I was at a wax museum.
Yeah, I was
just staring.
It was kind of like, have you ever heard of the?
It's like the Hall of Presidents.
have you heard of that that composition? That it's like this orchestral composition where for 4 minutes it's just silence.
No, I haven't.
Well, that's basically what we just saw.
I would have been more entertaining, I think.
So Fantastic Four was complete and utter
nothing
dog shit.
Fucking happens in this movie. No exaggeration. Nothing happened at all for an hour
nothing.
And 40 minutes.
I don't...
Literally nothing.
This is going to be so hard to talk about, not because of, like, Pixels, because Pixels I was filled with rage and shit, at least the first time. I was able to talk about it more the second time, but this one, there's just nothing to fucking talk about.
I honestly think people are being almost too hard on it, because there's nothing good or bad to take from this movie, really, other than nothing happened. Fantastic Four 2 going to be a thing. Got it.
So, Kyle.
Yes, Lincoln.
Where do you want to fucking start on this bullshit?
Doc Doom over here.
Still the greatest line in the movie. Hey, let's just fucking talk about it now because I want to talk about it so bad.
Right.
So there's a scene in the movie where...
It's early in the movie.
Very, very early, where you see Dr. fucking Doom, which I think it's funny that they kept the Victor Von Doom name.
Yeah, but he's like totally just emo, like from Jersey.
I thought he was like crippled at first because of how he was sitting in his chair and he had the little eye thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
So Sue Storm is standing over Victor Von Doom, and Victor Von Doom is all like, fucking government.
Fucking government
shit, and it's all like fucking whatever, dude. She's all like
Dr. Doom over here.
Fucking Dr. Doom over here, and it makes absolutely zero goddamn sense. And the entire
she made a pop culture reference. She made something that doesn't exist in her universe. Yet.
And even if it did exist, it's not even a good one.
No, well, just wait till later. Didn't know?
Yeah,
you spoiled your own movie.
Dr. Doom over here. Holy fuck, bullshit. So I guess we'll talk about this fucking plot. That you can summarize in two sentences.
Nothing happened.
Nothing fucking happened.
Nothing happened.
Oh my god! Why did just what happened? I don't get it.
It was an hour and 40 minute long pre-credit sequence.
Oh my god! How?
Man, we can't stress enough that nothing happened. This is a preview for Fantastic Four 2.
It felt like, what I was talking about earlier is that it was like some kind of like FX original series that there was a long like
pilot.
A big pilot episode like setting everything up, but it's still not, it still wants you to, you know, want more.
It wants you to tune in next week.
Yeah, it wants you to understand. No.
There is no next
it's
week.
It's not a fucking cohesive movie in any,
it is the entire movie's exposition. All but about 5 minutes of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exposition we'd want to see. Yeah, fuck you. Skipping ahead of here.
Ugh, God.
Alright.
So
it starts out with Reed Richards as a little boy.
Yeah, he's a little boy.
Who builds a fucking quantum
teleportation device.
In his garage.
Biomass
with scrap
or whatever.
Parts.
He's a fucking steals, I guess. I don't know how he got that shit.
I don't
shit.
Know. And Homer Simpson is all like, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
Nope. Homer Simpson.
Where's the goddamn TV I'm trying to watch my Jets game and shit? Damn,
I think
son.
It's King of the Hill. You're doing King of the Hill here.
That boy ain't right. fucking. So.
Did we mention that nothing happened? That's right, Samson. Fantastic Samson.
Fantastic Samson. Yeah, Samson.
So anyway, builds it as a kid. 7 years later, he's an older kid, way out of high school, but he's still doing a science fair.
Yeah, they're in a fucking, like, this science fair where the booth next to him is this kid that's, like,
little
10.
Kid with a, like, paper airplane that he steals for his teleportation device at a high school science fair.
Teleportation device at a fucking
He shows it
fair.
Off and people are like, I don't see any science
I
here.
Don't understand what the fuck this is.
And then Baxter Industries is like, we're here recruiting at this fucking high school science fair.
If Reed Richards is supposed to be incredibly smart, like you're trying to lead me to believe. And although, as a kid, he's like doodling in his notebook, so that apparently means that he's smart and not schizophrenic. Why was he showing this off at a high school science fair?
Why didn't he just take it to Baxter, which he had heard of, right?
Yeah, like, why didn't... Oh my God.
They had an office downtown. There's no way he hadn't heard of
it. Fuck! Damn it! Shit! Fuck!
So that's... That's your plot.
So he gets
recruited,
fucking,
and then Johnny Storm is a street racer.
He's so hard, dude. Oh, my God.
Because we see that for 2 seconds, and then, like, he's there with his dad who eats gravel, and...
His dad was the most interesting superhero in the movie to me because he had the power to consistently lower his voice throughout the entire movie.
I said by the end of the movie he would just be growling. See my child.
Hello, Johnny. Fucking Dr. Doom over here.
Dr. Doom over here. Victor Von Doom, who points out he's not German. Who the fuck is Victor Von Doom? Why would you you know who I want to help build this thing? A dude named Victor Von Doom. I'm going to stay clear of this weird guy that can control things in his apartment with his mind. But old Gravely.
Also, another superpower that they all had before they whatever happened. I don't really know what to talk about. I just fucking blacked out. I don't know what just happened.
Throw my hands in
the
air.
They all have the ability to get drunk off of like one sip of whiskey.
Tiny little flask. tiny ass. I think they try to cover it up with a line. It's time for a refill.
But there's no.
Why are they refilling the flask? Just get a glass, you idiot.
There's so many scenes in this movie that just, they didn't need to be there and they didn't make fucking sense. Like, the scene where Sue Storm is sitting there on her laptop or whatever, and what are you listening to? Portishead. Yeah, which is super relevant.
Yeah.
And then he starts talking about the leagues under the sea, and that just is so that he could have Nemo name.
Yeah, because he's Captain Nemo later.
And
she falls in love with him at this point, which never goes anywhere.
No.
At all. It's dumb.
Fucking so.
This whole fucking movie's dumb.
The only interesting parts that could have possibly been in the movie,
they just skipped.
They did a year later thing, so they didn't even show them finding their powers.
Showed them coming. They get this teleportation thing. They go to another planet after they send a fucking drawing of a monkey there.
How did? Did they not have the budget for a chimp?
Did they not have the budget to make a CGI thing that looked like a fucking real monkey?
I don't understand.
It looked like a costume from Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes. It's the fakest looking thing I've seen.
It's like a GIF loop that they have.
I got upset after I saw it because I looked at you and like you didn't say anything. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? Are you going to accept this?
Oh my god.
But anyway.
Fucking shit, dude.
They go there because they're not allowed to, but yet they have suits fitted for them.
And they get drunk and are just like, let's fucking do it.
Yeah, woohoo! We're gonna go. We're gonna do this.
Which, how do they even do it? Because wouldn't you think that some kind of, like, quantum teleportation device, wouldn't you think it would have to have outside sources to be able to do it?
No, they just said remote accessed it.
Who the fuck would clear that?
I don't know. So yeah, they go. They get radiated and rocks thrown at them and set on fire because there was fire on the planet we saw.
Yeah, there's fire. Yeah.
Reed Richards is stretchy just cause.
Never explained.
Nah, he just is.
Sue Storm gets invisible because of reasons.
Reasons, electromagnetic boosh. Pulse, which they have all been exposed to in the fucking teleportation device.
And also the thing about that is that they show...
It's because she didn't have her glasses on. She didn't have her sunglasses on.
Oh, that's right.
She didn't wear them because, you know, she doesn't wear sunglasses at night.
Maybe this movie was just secretly like an hour and a half long like safety glasses.
It really was, because she got fucked up by not having safety glasses
on. Well, the thing is, that big blast though, it completely does like an electromagnetic pulse throughout the entire city, right? And it shows like all the city blocks.
So they should all be invisible.
Everybody should all just be super
fucked
up. Reed
Richards should be, from being a kid. He's exposed to this all the time.
Whatever.
He's just not invisible. Deal with it.
So they get their powers and then it just skips a year. Reed Richards escapes somehow.
Doesn't come back for a year because he's such a good friend.
Yeah, and also...
He's a real dickhole move.
The biggest thing about him leaving that I didn't understand was why couldn't they have had him escape after they did training? Because he escapes when they're in, like, the fucking Antarctica or some shit and somehow survives it.
Yeah,
and is able to go to, like, Mexico.
And he goes, and he tells Ben, I'll come back for you.
And then just never does.
Never does. It shows him like researching in Panama where he is. He knows where he is because he escaped from there.
Yeah, it's like he didn't leave. I don't understand what he was.
And it wasn't like a sneak back in. They willingly let him walk back in after he did get caught by the pantsless thing. Could they not put pants on him at some point?
Pants on the thing?
Yeah, he reminded me of the rock creatures from Turtles in Time.
That's pretty good.
A pair of pants would have been great for him.
The thing that really sucks is that the one redeeming part I was really hoping about the movie, which I referenced in a previous podcast, was that I felt like it's really hard to fuck up the Thing, because the Thing's a really good character.
I think they did a decent job with the Thing.
I disagree. I think they did a great job with Ben Grimm.
Yeah.
The Thing was fucking dumb, though. Like,
the Thing was dumb and whiny. The effects for the Thing, I thought, were really good.
Yeah, that was one plus. I thought
the one good CGI in the movie was the Thing.
Oh, you want to talk about how great the face change scene was? Oh, shit, yeah. It was like Terminator 2.
No, it was worse than Terminator 2. It was like, you remember that movie where Martin Short gets stung by a bee and it swells up? Remember that one? That's what it reminded me of.
And then it's so fucking
remember
random.
Remember Animorphs? It reminded me of Animorphs?
Like, why was that even in the movie? He doesn't even do that. He does it once.
Well, and he didn't need to change his face then because this dude didn't know who he was.
There's so much in this movie that's just fucking so stupid. Oh,
it's like they
put
effects in there because they were running low on budget. Because they did do it. I thought this movie would be so CGI heavy. Or complain about it, but there's very little need for effects. The effect you see the most is Sue Storm's bubble.
Which is kind of shitty.
Especially when she like flies down.
She was flying down, and it's so obvious.
You can tell she is on a cable and green screen. It is hilarious.
Because she gets, like, off balance when she hits the ground, and they apparently were like, perfect, cut
perfect,
it. Oh, my God, let's get this out.
It's hilarious. It's almost as funny as her hair.
Which is fucking just, I don't know.
It is different lengths, scene to scene. Like, camera shot to shot.
It's different lengths, and it's different blondness colors.
Was there no continuity? Did no one check continuity on this?
Because she starts out as kind of like a dirty blonde, and then she's, like, straight Marilyn Monroe blonde.
In one scene, and then the next scene, like, and it's even, like, her hair's up and down, up and down.
Yeah,
I
was gonna say the part what? Where the, after they like do it and Doctor Doom's like, you're being unprofessional. When they're sitting there, she has her hair up, or no, she has her hair down.
Yeah,
and then he walks away and then comes back and her hair's up in like a high ponytail.
It's like, what the? How hard is this? How hard is that in filmmaking? That really just bothered me. Characters are all bland.
Did we mention nothing fucking happens?
Nothing fucking happens. You will get glimpses of emotion from some characters, but it's just like in a cutaway shot. You see him laughing. I'm like, I want that. I wanted to see that.
I didn't give a fuck about anybody in this movie.
I really didn't.
So at the end of the movie, when they have to have something happen,
you don't care.
You don't give a shit. I didn't care at all.
Oh, he's destroying Earth. This came out of nowhere. I don't care.
I don't understand how he even.
We know he's not going to. They got 2 minutes to wrap this up.
Yeah, the last scene of the movie, or last fight scene, only really fight scene in the movie.
The only fight scene in the movie.
Starts 15 minutes before the end of the movie.
That might be generous. That might be generous.
It might be a little bit sooner, yeah.
Because about 10 minutes before the movie, and I look at him and go, oh my God, this is the end of the movie.
Yeah.
So it was in the last 10 minutes.
And it didn't make any sense because, so Dr. Doom.
It was the most tacked on thing ever.
Yeah, like, he gets powers on the planet, alright? Planet Zero, I think is what they
call it. Planet Zero, yeah.
So on Planet Zero, there's this weird oil life force thing that, again, is not explained. They didn't even explain. They didn't even care.
That just for the sake of plot threw rocks in Ben Grimm's tube and fire in Johnny Storm's tube and
I still don't understand the elastic
they
thing.
Just tossed a Stretch Armstrong doll in Reed Richards' tube.
Well, Reed Richards had a Stretch Armstrong that he's been carrying since.
It's just one of those sticky hands. They just threw one of those in there.
And so, like, first of all, Dr. Doom has all these powers that it's not even fucking explained what his powers are.
No. He makes it clear that he wants to go back to that planet. He willingly walks up to the next crew and lets them take him back to
Earth. And he's
Earth.
Acting like he's, like, fucking dying, too. Like, he's like, ugh, bleh,
I think he was just ashamed of his outfit.
Probably, because that shit was dumb.
That was
as
the
hell.
Dumbest looking.
And he just looked stupid. He looked like.
You know what that would have been good? Is, what's his name? From G.I. Joe.
Snake Eyes.
No.
Cobra.
The gold. Like
Sergeant Slaughter.
Fuck is his name?
Goldberg.
Destro.
Destro.
It would have been like a decent Destro outfit. Maybe Destro?
He looked like a crash test dummy the entire time.
He really did. I was going to say he looked like an action figure.
Not even a good one.
No. Just
like, why was he wearing the shawl? What was the reason for wearing the shawl?
Where did he get the shawl? He sure as hell didn't have that when they went there.
Oh, that's true.
Where did it come
not
from?
Have a green shawl. And then he's able to do the blue laser thing, which is not explained in what the fuck that is even supposed to be.
And he can explode skulls.
If he could make that blue laser thing,
why did he wait for them to come so he could come back so then he could go back so he had the link to Earth?
Couldn't he just be on the planet and just do it?
Yeah, I don't know what he wanted to do. I just know
it's not explained at all.
He got killed in 30 seconds by things that happened.
And then they just had an awkward fight scene where nothing really...
Sue Storm made thing invisible. The one time she makes something else invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And in that fight scene is the only time she makes herself invisible.
And it's clobbering time.
She's a fucking invisible girl. This is the only time she uses that. Other than that, she uses the sphere and the telekinesis. I can move shit with my mind-ness.
Telekinesis.
Whatever.
Man.
She's dumb. Johnny Storm is just like...
He just flies around and does nothing.
He will randomly just turn into the torch for no reason.
He does that a lot. He just,
like, he sees Sue Storm and does it, and she even goes, can you turn that off? Just for no reason. Look what I can do. Ooh, then, I'm on fire.
Other than Reed Richards... Just like
who
hitting...
is the whiniest? He has his power. And he uses it three times, right? The stretching. Mm-hmm. One's in the wood. Two out of three times, he's like, like he can't control it. Like twice, he can't control.
But it doesn't make sense because in like the wood scene where there's that really
he
short
has
fight
full
scene,
control over it.
Yeah, he's like beating people up, and then he kind of beats up Dr. Doom, and nothing really happens.
How this is really nitpicky. How do his clothes stretch?
Yeah, that's not.
How does Johnny Storm's clothes not catch on fire? Whatever.
Well, they explained that though.
Kind of.
No, because during the little montage, it was like the suit.
Yeah, but they never said the suit was. I don't know. But he should smolder a little bit. He should smoke.
No, because they made
He should set off fire alarms.
Yeah, he probably should. It's just...
People should cough and be hard to breathe around him. They should probably, like, get low.
Wow, Kyle. You know, another thing that I would like to point out about this movie is that nothing fucking happens. I'm going to say this as many times because
nothing
fucking happens.
Nothing happens.
This is...
We broke down in laughter when we realized we were at the end of the movie.
Yeah, like, I was so taken aback that they had the balls to just make a movie that had nothing.
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 It just... Once it'll be like, ah, we're gonna make another one. You should watch it. It'll be good. I don't care. I don't care to watch another one. They didn't make me care. And I can't say that the actors were bad in it. I honestly think they were just directed to be emotionless.
They're all just fucking boring.
Boring. But they weren't bad at what they...
You never
I mean,
care.
Would you say that the actors were terrible?
Not
I think they're
really.
Just boring.
Other than the kid actors, they fucking blew.
The kid actors
Holy
were
shit.
Terrible, but I Wait. Can't say that.
So
I really, there's nothing more we can say. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened. It's
nothing.
Just don't. It's not worth giving your money to them at all.
Nothing,
oh boy,
nothing happened.
Yeah.
Go watch something else.
Just fucking, I'll watch,
I don't know what else is even out this week, but watch it.
Alright, what's our next movie, Kyle?
Straight Outta Compton is next.
Is it? Fuck yes!
I'm pretty
oh
sure
my God.
Straight Outta Compton.
Yes!
I'm
so fucking
I'm
excited.
Very excited. I hope we are not disappointed.
Alright, I'm gonna go gag now a little bit more.
Yep. And then after that, still up in the air, so we'll
figure
we'll leave you hanging on that, but Straight Outta Compton next week.
Alright.
That's it. That's all I've got.
I have absolutely nothing else to put.
If you want to see how much a movie can do nothing, go watch this movie.
It's baffling how
Wait
much
till it goes to like
it.
The dollar theater.
Yeah.
It's not worth $8, obviously, which is what we spent. Not worth it.
Nope.
But I think it is a true testament of, I never thought that this could be done on film. To make a movie and spend millions of dollars and do nothing.
Literally nothing.
It's amazing. It really is a testament of ignorance and ineptibility. And I don't know where it went wrong. Yeah, nothing
needed
happened.
The dink, that's what it needed.
No, nothing needs the dink. I'm happy with what we had, dink free.
Alright, Samson, you want to say bye to everybody?
It's Fantastic Samson!
Fantastic Samson!
Grunt! There you go.
Yeah, Fantastic Samson.
Fantastic Samson.
Yeah.
Say bye, Samson.
Bye. So I'm going to give you a headphone warning for you headphone listeners out there because I just had to let some aggression out. after having to deal with this bullshit. So, without further ado, I give you Shia LaBeouf's
Lincoln LaBeouf.
Lincoln LaBeouf, short excerpt of Just Do It.
Do it! Just do it! Don't let your dreams be dreams! Yesterday, you said tomorrow. So just do it! Make your dreams come true! Do it!
Oh my God.